Morning, it's January the 20th, 2013, and I'm booing about how fantastic the iPhone is. Uh-oh, no, it's not the same old, it's not about the amazing apps and the fact you can watch television on it or have television playing while it's in your shirt pocket, doing breakfast, making sure you don't miss an episode of Batman on ITV4 every morning. No, it's not about that. Last night, I foolishly put the phone on charge and left it beside me on my bed, which I never do. And my bed is higher than a regular bed. It's not as high as a bunk bed, but it's higher than a regular bed. So I left it on charge at the edge of my bed, turned over in the night, and knocked it flying. And it made such a bang on the floor, I thought it's got to be broken. The case was open, and like a piece of buttered toast, it landed butter side down on its face. Picks it up, I'm wide awake now because I thought I've broken the phone, checked it, and it's working perfectly, and I'm checking the internet, checking that all the, you know, it's all working, making sure the screen doesn't feel like there's any cracks in the screen. Whilst I'm checking it, I fall back to sleep. Uh-oh, and turn over in my sleep and knock the phone once again, flying off the bed, case open, it and lands on the floor as if it was a piece of toast, butter side facing downwards, straight onto its face again. This time it hit the buckle of a belt that's on my floor beside my bed. Thought there's no way, it's got to have cracked the screen, picks it back up. And just like the bat phone itself that a superhero would own, it doesn't have even as much as a mark on it. I think you've really, really got to be unfortunate or, you know, hit the phone on something extremely hard like concrete or tarmac or something for these phones to actually have serious damage. And so once again, the iPhone showing itself to be robust, accessibility is fantastic and just probably the best technology that I have ever bought.